I don't know. I mean, over the moon, you know, but the way me and Eddie played wasn't the greatest games. We've had some crackers over the years, so, but it was good enough. We found out with averages, 98, 99, 100, you know, so wasn't as bad as what we thought.
Was your first thought after the big game?
I've done my back and again lifting that trophy. That was my first thought. No. You know, it's great, you know. Played absolutely fantastic last night. Thought turning up here today, me and Eddie's in the practice room, we're both bouncing about, this is going to be a cracker. Gets on stage and just went flat, so, yeah. Yeah.
Gary, when you walked in for your first match, did you ever envision that you sat here again with a trophy? Or was you doubting that you'd be lifting it
in? The only actual person that said that I would was Rachel. You know, I went, well, I says, if I can get to the semis, quarter semis, I says, I'll be doing all right. You know, everyone's playing well. And it was going to be a hard draw. Like I say, after my second game against Darrell Gurney, it all kind of fell into place. And I was playing well. You know, last night, over the moon with my game. You know, just felt right on stage, everything was going. My throw was right. And it just felt good. You know, I was looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the same sort of game in 2011, but you're the other end of the 7-5 win, so about 100 average, you both looked like you felt you could do more, but you've done 11.
Yeah, it felt like that on stage, it just felt like nothing left, you know, shoulders were down, trying to straighten up, and I think Eddie was the same, you know, he'd get this wee spur, I'd go right, he's going to pick up now, try doing the same, but it was just a slog, you know, and we just plodded along. When did you start to decide when you decide to go 3-double-1 when you need 15? I'm seeing numbers, I know there, I've done it the other night, 148, treble 20, bang, because I've seen 128, you know, gave it licks as I walked to the board, I went, that's a 4, it's not a 2, you know, if you know that time that you walked the ground just to open up and swallow you, that was one of them, and I've done it twice tonight, you know, it's, I don't know, it was hard, because they're all singing and you're trying to concentrate. I've missed the number that I'm going for. Right, I've got that left. Oh, so wrong.
And the chance to make it next year 3 on the bounce. So only the great Bristow and Taylor really have done that. So, okay, what do you reckon? 3
on? I don't know. Like I say, next year I might have the old Gregory's on. And I think if I wear glasses, it's going to take a wee while to get used to them. I've tried with the reading glasses on. Board's crystal clear, but I end up knocking them halfway up my face. So I'm definitely getting dragged. I've had about 32 days home this year out of 12 months. So I've got 3 weeks off. I'll get them done, and I'm disappearing for a couple of weeks. Don't know where I'm disappearing. Last year was brilliant. You know, playing Phil Taylor. I've always said if you're going to win something, to keep in the memory banks, it would have to be beating Phil Taylor. You know, he's still the greatest that player there'll ever be, and probably will be. You know, Michael's got a great future ahead of him, Michael Van Gerwen. But at the same time, you've got all these youngsters coming through now that are just as capable. So for Michael Van Gerwen to win over the next 20 years, he's going to have to be extremely, extremely good. You know, these youngsters that are coming through now, they've got no fear. You know, they want to play your Eddie Lewis's, your Andersons, your Phil Taylors, they want to play us before they never. So Michael Van Gerwen to keep going for the next 20 years at the top, he'll have a right hard battle on his hands. They were alright until about 10 minutes into the game. And it just kind of went a bit Pete Tong, you know, but I think Eddie felt the same. It felt like I was waiting for Eddie to start and Eddie was waiting for me to start, you know, it was weird, you know, there's some good darts and then some darts that were miles off. But I think that's what makes the game it is. 6-5, I didn't want to go 6-6. I really didn't. If I'd bet 6-6, you know, Eddie'd been sitting talking to you, I think. You know, the 6-5, I just have to push, get it done. If you get a chance, take it. You know, so touch wood, we've done it.
Double espresso to
Sunderland
tonight?
Double, I think I might go for a quadruple.
And now you've got two appearances, haven't they? Do you think Gary
Hamilton's
his favourite
dart? Nah, I think it's going to be a tape now, another 15 years before he starts supporting his dad. He's still a Michael Van Gerwen supporter and a, a young rugby John Rodriguez is his other favourite, you know. I think I'm just dad. And that's it. Dad. Yeah, that's it. The fans were great, you know. Then I heard them singing Michael Van Gaal and Phil Taylor, and I forgot they were in the building. So I thought it was actually what's your name, you know. But no, I mean, listen, since the tournament started, it's been bouncing, and it is. Darts is just going up and up, and I can't say enough about the PDC. It took me a while to join, you know. I mean, I was told all the wrong things, you know, don't want to do it, do this, do that, and I listened to people. I just wish I'd done it 5 years before I did. I wish I was 21 again.
Does it mean to you personally to hear Grant singing Gary Anderson?
It does. I'm used to them cheering against me, you know. So when they're shouting for you, it puts a bit more pressure on. But they've been fantastic. You know, I've seen a lot of Scottish flags in the crowd tonight, so it means they've travelled down, which is great.
Can you just enjoy the final?
Oh, enjoy it. Even better when you win it, you know. But it was a fight. It was a scrap. You know, it was. Anyone could have won that tonight.
It
was like hit a 180 and follow up with a 26 or a 45. Yeah. You know, it was strange, you know, but Eddie's going to lift this trophy 5, 6, 7 times. You know, he's still a very young lad. I think he's 31, 32, and he's got along. He'll be playing darts well after I've retired. Yeah, watch what I say. Tommy's sitting in the background.
Gary, is it before the tournament, you haven't got a chance to take it in this year with your world champion? Do you have a world chance now to take it in with your double world champion?
No, it's forgotten about. Tomorrow morning, same as last year, it's forgotten about. You know, we're at Milton Keynes at the end of the month, so that's the next one, and it's starting again. Tuck that away now till next year. If I win 5 or 6, that means I'm playing past my age at work to stop, so I won't be a happy chappy. Once, absolutely fantastic. Twice, over the moon. Third time, well, we'll just have to wait and see. I hope so. I hope so. He'll probably be in a few wee drams than him, you know. So, try it for the third time. Yeah, I mean, for the word go, I played this tournament. It's been warm on stage, and I felt absolutely fine tonight. I was feeling the heat a bit, you know. I think I was putting myself under the pressure, and I think Eddie was as well. You know, when everything's going fine and you're hitting everything, you don't hear the crowd. Temperature's great up there. When you're struggling, you start to sweat a wee bit. You know, it starts getting a bit hotter. And you've just got to try pushing through it, which we did.
And is it harder for you?
It is, you know, but Eddie was going out there to absolutely demolish me if he could, you know, and I've kind of taught myself to think this along the same route, you know. He's my mate, but he's going to try taking this off me. So it's the way I've got to learn how to think, you know. It's not my nature to be like that on the dartboard, you know. My mate's my mate, but at the end of the day, it's our job, you know. It's our business, and the boy's going to try taking your business off you, and that's what boils down to.
After the semi-final, you said if you win, you're going to make 3 weeks off.
Oh yeah, tomorrow. I'm having. Oh, Tommy's listening. 3 weeks off, Tommy. 2 weeks off. Yeah. I'm gonna.
What are you going to do?
Don't know. I'm telling nobody.
Oh, you
didn't. No, you can whistle. I'm not telling you a thing.
Okay,
Gary, peace out. Isn't it strange that you're the world champion now for a second year in a row, but you're still not number one in the world?
Who's number one? I'm not far behind him now, though, am I? Not too far behind him now.
Yeah.
Squeaky bum time. Yeah. You know, I'm not too far. Don't know what I'm behind now. What are we behind, Dave?
I think 300.
Yeah. Michael's got a lot to defend. He's got a lot to win. If he doesn't start winning them, we've all been there. We've all slipped down that road.
Just have to win the Premier League again.
I might try a hat trick on that one. But it depends. I've got to put up with Michael Smith now, so anything can happen. it's got to be good, you know. I've said that before. I love Michael to bits, but putting up for him for between 9 and 16 weeks, I don't know if I can handle it or not.